Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in. This is the latest edition of the Character Concerns podcast. My name is Kristen Osero, joined as always by my guy, Jay Binkley. Bink, it is finally time for us to do a full 7-round Kansas City Chiefs mock draft. Our Chiefs mock draft 1.0. How you feeling about this one?
Well, it's time, and the Chiefs have kept it pretty interesting this offseason with some other signings that they're making of older players that have already been here, so we'll see if that affects the draft or not. I really hope it doesn't, because there's certainly fish to fry in this draft, so let's hope it doesn't.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about the signings they made in the last week after we do our Chiefs mock draft 1.0. But just to fill you guys in on the pick situation, Kansas City Chiefs, decent amount of picks. 5 picks in the first 4 rounds. You've got round 1, pick 31. Round 2, pick 63. Round 3, pick 66. And they also have pick 95 in round 3 as well. Then you have round 4, pick 133. After that, you do not have another pick until the 7th round.
Yeah.
In the 7th round, you have 3. 226, 251, and 257, which
is the
last pick of the draft. So you got decent little ammunition there. You got 8 picks in the draft. We've talked about this pretty much all throughout the college football season. Not quite as deep of a day 3 class. You could probably still find some guys there, but certainly not the depth in the classes we normally see, because a lot of these guys are staying now because that NIL money is pretty nice. So just to kind of put a heads up on that, we're going to use PFF for our mock draft. Are you feeling any trades, or do you think we should kind of stick with what we have for
probably now? Stick with what we got. And as Adam Schefter put out a tweet earlier, and I don't know where he was last night when Jordan Schultz broke all that news, because I didn't hear nothing from Adam Schefter and Rappaport about the big news of the Bengals with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase contract.
Yeah.
They're probably a little bit salty with Jordan Schultz getting that scoop on the situation, but props to Jordan on that one. So anyway, Adam Schefter does tweet today, says, so far there have been no trades involving first-round picks in the 2025 NFL draft. This is the closest to the start of the NFL draft in which there have been no trades for first-round picks since 1993. It's been a minute. It's been a lot of minutes since 1993, and 5 days before that year's draft, it was the Chiefs that traded the 49ers in exchange for Joe Montana. So it doesn't mean you're not going to see trades in other parts of the rounds, but 7th rounds, those are the kind of the ones you just kind of throw in from time to time. Chiefs, last year was C.J. Hansen in the 7th round. Nick Jones the year before, so you're thinking, all right, not really. But you go back to 2022, that's when you had Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco, and Nazi Johnson. two of those starters, and of course, Nazi plays quite a bit.
And he did. He did start some games well. This past season.
So you know, it's hit or miss. Nick Allegretti, obviously, 2019, he's over with Washington at this point. The year after that was Bo Pete Keys, who didn't end up being on this roster. So it's hit or miss. But don't look to have a lot of damage in the seventh round.
No, yeah, that's really one where you take a few shots and you see what you can get out of that. The last time we did a mock, we did an NFL first-round mock. I ended up getting the first overall pick, which led to me getting the Chiefs pick at 31. So I think it's only right that you get to start our mock. Round one, pick 31.
It was Savon Revell, if people want to know who it was. But this is before the Chiefs bring in Fulton, before they really address the cornerback situation. So obviously things change each and every week. All right, let me see what we got here, Chris.
Starting the mock again, PFF here. So we got some interesting names that are available. You got Amarian Hampton, running back for UNC, Colston Loveland, tight end from Michigan. You got Nick Scorton, edge rusher from A&M. You got Demetrius Knight, junior linebacker from South Carolina. Josh Connerly, junior tackle, left tackle from Oregon. Elikiah Manor, a guy I really like, wide receiver out of Stanford. TJ Sanders, defensive tackle from South Carolina. And then also you got another defensive tackle, Tyleek Williams from Ohio State.
Tyleek Williams, I would lean that direction, but we know how Ohio State players and
the Chiefs.
But Harmon's already gone. Derek Harmon would have been my choice. Derek Harmon at Oregon would have been my choice.
Which, I mean, again,
where did he end up going?
Not super likely Derek Harmon.
No, I've seen a few mocks.
I've seen a few, but
there.
Again, it's mocks.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, who knows? But that would have been my choice. I would have gone defensive lineman.
Right.
In this situation.
Yeah, Derek Harmon went 22nd overall to the Chargers.
So he moved up in this one. He goes up to
which his value has been around that in most mocks I've seen.
You know what? I'm going to stay defensive line, though. I'm going to go edge. Well, I obviously get your input on this as well because that is the first-round pick.
Are you thinking Nick Scorton?
I'm thinking Nick Scorton.
I love Nick Scorton.
Okay.
Nick Scorton is a guy, like, if you go back 2 months ago, I didn't think he would be someone that would kind of have fallen to this point. Again, this is hypothetical. But, like, he was a guy that was looking top 20. And it looks like he might actually be shifting back to late first round. I'm a huge fan of Nick Scorton. Scorton's actually lost a little weight. Like, I think he weighed in at just under 260 at the combine. But he was a guy that was over 280 when
he
was in.
Big brain, 6'4".
Yeah, big. I mean, he's a guy that I think he could probably put on a little more weight if he needs to. He could rush inside. He could rush outside. He's a guy that moved around on the line a lot. I like Scorton a lot. I think he's not a big speed to power guy, which I think does kind of hurt him a little bit at the NFL level, but he's a really good power rusher, and that's what Spags loves in his edge rushers. He loves guys that can push those tackles straight back into the quarterback. So I'm all for Scorton if that's what you want to go with.
No, that's who I want to go with. Because it was, like I said, Derek Harmon wasn't there. That would have been my choice from Oregon, obviously. Defensive line's where I think they got to go.
Yeah.
They did address cornerback. They're bringing back a running back, but I still think they're going to go in that direction. Wide receiver with Juju coming back, I still think they're going to address that situation. But as you're sitting there in the first round, to me, it's going to be Nick Scorton.
All right, Nick Scorton, edge rusher from Texas A&M, going to the Chiefs at 31. So now we move on to the second round pick. Now, this is crazy because it still has Shedeur Sanders available at pick 63. I do not think this is going to happen. I think Shedeur Sanders is going to go top 10. I think a lot of the talk about him not being seen as a first round pick by some teams is true. I don't think those teams are picking where he would be taken at. You know, I think at the end of the day, there's six teams in the top 10 that need a quarterback. One of those is going to pick him. Just like I think one of those is going to pick Cam Ward too. So now we're at pick 63.
Is there any wide receivers left on there? Elijah Arroyo, obviously.
You got Elijah Arroyo
would be
tight
my
end.
Pick for,
I do not think there's a receiver worth taking.
I do like Arroyo. Mason Taylor is very interesting as well.
I do not think should be taken here. And also, here's my thing. I don't think they need to take a tight end. Because as I've been saying a lot.
But he's not. I mean, he's a tight end. by position.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, I feel like people are looking at him as, oh, we got to replace Kelce.
That's how he plays.
And that's my thing, though, is like, do we need to?
If you didn't have Kelce coming back this year, that makes a ton of sense.
But that's the thing, though.
But he is coming back.
Rashi Rice, to me, is playing the Kelce role. So I don't feel like you need, to me, I'm not thinking about this in, we got to get another Kelce. I'm thinking about this in, okay, is this a guy that we can't miss? I like Elijah Arroyo a lot, but I want to kind of see what else is around here first before I say
loaded at running backs, too, in this situation. Might be a little bit too early to go running back. They did sign Elijah Mitchell, who is injury-prone, who didn't play last year with the Niners. They're bringing back Kareem Hunt.
You got Dylan Sampson from Tennessee.
I like Dylan Sampson a lot.
Travion Henderson. Ohio State.
But they may shed that. Who knows?
If they did not have...
I know they weren't a fan of that during COVID.
No, they were not.
Pro days, but this is much different.
But even then, they still haven't drafted one. Yeah. So
they have.
They have not.
And people keep mocking them to them, and I'm like, hey, just wait a second here.
We'll get on.
So I'm not going to do that.
So there is a guy I find interesting.
Okay.
So we took an edge rusher with Nick Scorton with the first round pick. So I'm looking at the scenario and I'm thinking of, okay, who's a guy that I think has a ton of value, fits into what the Chiefs like to do, and I think has potential to be a starter that can provide you a lot of good, valuable snaps from your D-line position. And I see Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle from Florida State. We got an edge rusher that I think could potentially play on the inside, but I think you need to get some more depth on the interior of your D-line because you brought Jerry Tillery in from, who's a former Los Angeles Charger.
Former
first round pick, which sounds like a Veach guy. Sounds like a Veach guy. Yeah. Let's bring a former first round pick in. But Joshua Farmer is kind of where I'm thinking. I also think you could go Elijah Arroyo. I think that another
tight end,
an interesting one is Cameron Williams because Juwan Taylor's probably playing his last season in Kansas City in 25. And so you do have to wonder, okay, what are we going to do about right tackle? So Cameron Williams is an option. He's a right tackle. Now, the only issue with Cameron Williams is that he's the Juwan Taylor of college football because he had 13 penalties last year for Texas.
But the other thing to remember, too, is, Derek Nnadi is a Jet now.
Right.
So, and he's not a guy that does a ton for the Chiefs, but it's an experienced guy on the D-line to run stuffer that they've won three titles with.
So there's some options here. And so I want to take Farmer, and then I'm also split with Arroyo because of the talent. Like, I'm not necessarily thinking we've got to get a tight end. Like, if you had a pick here between Arroyo and Farmer, you're going to take Arroyo, right? You would take Arroyo?
I would go I'm split between him
and Mason. I know you're thinking D.I.
But I would go defensive tackle, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's what I would do, but this your pick.
That's what I'm thinking, too. That's what I'm thinking, too, but I could be convinced for Arroyo. But Joshua Farmer, to me, is a guy I really covet. I liked what I saw at the Senior Bowl, liked what I saw at the Combine. He didn't, wow with his athleticism in comparison to a lot of the other guys, but he's a high-motor guy. Good
6'3", over 300.
Yeah, good. He's more of a pass rusher than he is a run stopper. I think you can get some run stoppers elsewhere in this draft. So I'm going to go Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle, Florida State.
Okay.
So first two picks, we got Nick Scorton, edge rusher out of Texas A&M, Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle out of Florida State.
And this doesn't mean we don't want offense. Players at those positions.
Yeah, we just got to find the right spot for them. So
I do think they got to improve the offense, obviously.
Right. So now we're round three, pick 66. So this is only three picks later. Shedeur Sanders went to the Giants with pick 65. So Elijah Arroyo, still available to draft. Dylan Sampson. Travion Henderson, Mason Taylor. I mean, basically most of the guys that we were.
This is honestly where I'd probably go running back. Because I do like Arroyo a ton, but I'm sitting here thinking, all right, do I want Travion Henderson? Who, be honest with you, he's the top four or five back. Yeah. But it's Ohio State.
But Dylan Sampson would probably be my selection over
Henderson.
Here's one guy I would take over Dylan Sampson.
Okay.
DJ Giddens.
DJ Giddens had a nice combine.
DJ Giddens, not just a nice combine. If you watch that film on him, big back, got a good little burst to him. This is a guy who was a sub 4.5 40 guy. I think it was 4.47, 4.48, and
which doesn't matter so much.
Doesn't matter so much, but still good speed on him. This is a guy though. You watch him. Similar running system that you know what they were running there. They did run a lot more. They ran more gap scheme than zone scheme for runs on him, but still ran a lot of gap scheme. It was almost an even split between gap and zone runs. He looked really good in zone run though. And not only that, but he's got the size and he's got that anticipation and the ability to move away from to kind of get away from those defenders as opposed to like what we see with Pacheco, where he just lowers his shoulder and tries to run through them. So like I really like that in him.
Dylan Sampson.
I would put that in for him.
Didn't run the 40 at the combine. Bench press reps were a little bit low, but he did almost have 1,500 yards rushing last year.
Yeah, he did.
In a very high per carry average. I'm gonna go running back because I want to see him bulk up that offense. I think this is actually more crucial than the tight end position, to be honest with you. Only 20 catches out of the backfield. That's something that can't improve on, but he's got decent hands. What's the SEC Offensive Player of the Year? So give me Dylan Sampson, and I know that Brett Veach covets that kind of pedigree.
All right, so Dylan Sampson, running back out of Tennessee, going to the Chiefs at pick 66. So now we are at pick 95.
Are you okay with Dylan Sampson?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I mean, we already made the pick. So.
Well, we made the pick, but I'm just making sure you're on board with it. This is where we kind of like venture off a little bit.
Okay, so
but
now.
But this is a big pick, though.
So now we're at 95. We've taken Nick Scorton, edge rusher, Texas A&M. Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle, Florida State. Dylan Sampson, running back out of Tennessee. So. A couple of guys I would have loved to have had. Charles Grant, tackled of William & Mary, went to the Texans at pick 89. And Deion Walker, defensive tackle out of Kentucky, went to the Saints at pick 93.
Harold Feeden Jr. At a Bowling Green. Incredible hands. Reigns a little bit slow combine.
He was very slow.
And he's been listed kind of a, between the H-back and tight end role.
He's a tweener. He's undersized. He's about 6'3", what, 230 or so. Not super big.
He can get about 240, though. But he did measure in a little bit taller than we thought, though, at 6'3".
Yeah, but again, 6'3", about 230 or
Chiz Johnson's been following a bit. That's someone I would have, if he was sitting around here before the season started, I would have gone Chiz Johnson to Oregon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But the problem with Tez is he's 4.540 guys.
Yes, that's the problem.
So, man.
Isaiah Bond is interesting.
Bond is an interesting one here. Man, there's not a lot of great options.
There's not. Isaiah Bond, I mean, if you go wide receiver role, obviously that, unless you want to bulk up the running backs with DJ Giddens, but I don't know if you want to go back to back running backs.
Yeah, I don't think there's really a point to doing that now.
Torrey Horton was the guy I've always liked.
The only problem I have with taking someone like him is I don't know how much of a fit he is for what the Chiefs are looking for. Like when I look at Isaiah Bond, I think Isaiah Bond fits what the Chiefs would like in a slot receiver. Smaller. I mean, he's not like, he doesn't have the killer speed that you saw from from X, but he is someone that does. I mean, 4.4 speed is still good speed for a receiver. And he
4.41 for Torrey Horton. So that's is impressive. Ed Bond didn't run as fast as we thought, but he was still fast.
But he's still fast, and he's a guy that's really shifty too. He's one of those guys that's like really good in open space. That's kind of where how Texas used him a lot was have him run shorter routes, get the ball in his hands real quick, and let him run after the catch.
I'd say Bond's pedigree. He was injured a little bit this year with Texas.
Yeah, he's a former Alabama wide receiver, transferred to Texas.
Torrey Holton gives you a bigger size, 6'2", about 200.
Right. My big thing, though, is just like I don't think the Chiefs care about the size for receivers.
No, they don't, obviously. I'm good with either one of those. But it's your pick.
I'm going to go with Isaiah Bond
from
Texas, wide receiver.
I like that.
I think as a slot receiver, I think he fits what the Chiefs like a little more. All you need him to do is just get open underneath. Basically, use him the way that you're using Hollywood right now. I think that's what they'll use him more. RPO, shorter routes, stuff like that. So, went with Isaiah Bond, wide receiver out of Texas at pick 95 in round 3. So now we got round 4, pick 133. Available guys, you have Riley Leonard.
No. Jadon Blue is interesting, the running back out of Texas, but we've already gone running back. That's if you really want to build up that position. I mean,
so a couple guys I think are interesting. Riley Mills, defensive tackle from Notre Dame. I think he's an interesting rotational defensive tackle. And then one guy I really like, Oluwafemi Oladejo from UCLA.
I like him too.
This is a guy that was a middle linebacker, and then 3 games into the season, he moved to the outside at edge, and he actually, like, you can see, like, the size. He actually put on some weight. He was, like, almost 260 at the combine. So you're talking about 6'3", 260, like, 33-inch arms. Like, good size, fits the size profile that Spags likes. To me, you know, like, how they did B.J. Thompson a couple years ago, and then before that, you had, like, Joshua Kando. Like, Veach likes every couple years or so. Taking a guy like that who has good measurables, who has good athleticism, but's raw and needs some development. And when I think about a guy like Oladejo, he's a guy I think that would be a Spags type of guy at a position that is very, very important to the Chiefs.
Another guy that I'm kind of interesting there is Mitchell Evans, the tight end from Notre Dame.
Yeah, Mitchell Evans is another guy that...
Because we don't have tight end going here. But you know what? I have no problem with them going back-to-back-to-back offensive players.
Right, yeah. And Mitchell Evans is a guy that was ranked a lot higher at the beginning of the year, but then he got passed up by guys like...
He's still about the 7th ranked tight end. Something
right,
like
right. But he was like top 3 going into the year.
Yep.
And then he got passed up by Tyler Warren, Gunnar Helm, Harold Fannin Jr. passed him up. But I think he was the 3rd rated tight end going into the season.
And as far as the combine numbers are considered with Mitchell Evans, he ended up playing 16 games this year. He played all the way through the playoffs for him.
Yeah. Like I said, he's a very good tight end. You know, this year he had 43 receptions, 416 yards.
I mean, I'm not wild to keep throwing stabs at 4th round tight ends. Like that's where they got Wiley last year. But he's 6'5", almost 260 pounds. You know what I mean? He's got that. Didn't run the 40 at the combine. Nice vertical 31.
And this is also the point where we talked about the value drops off. Like, there's not a whole lot of, like, guys who are like, okay, this guy's elite athlete, great project. We'll take him and see if we can coach him up into an NFL star.
He had a season injury in 2023 where he came back in 24. I'm going Mitchell Evans.
Okay. Mitchell Evans, tight end, Notre Dame, at pick 133. To the Kansas City Chiefs in the fourth round.
Now's where we got seventh round, and this is 100% best player available.
I mean,
when you get to,
really, you're taking guys you think have elite potential.
These are the guys you take your top 30 visits on, so you throw everybody for a loop.
Right, yeah. So I'll say it's one guy I think is a steal here in the seventh round. Pick 226.
Let me guess, Malachi.
Malachi Moore, safety out of Alabama. I think he is an excellent cover safety. This is a guy I think could potentially be your Brian Cook replacement after the season.
They did lose Justin Reed, obviously.
Yeah, and Jaden Hicks is gonna play that role. I think Malachi is your deep safety. This was a guy that we talked about.
Are you surprised he's still there?
Yes. Like, I don't know. I have no idea why he's fallen this far. Because Malachi's a guy to me that the last two drafts, like this current cycle and the last one, he was talked about as a potential like first or second round pick. And I don't know what happened with him, but Malachi Moore, to me, if you can get him here, which I'm not sure you're going to be able to
do anything at the combine.
So I'm saying he didn't do anything at the combine, which I get, you know. Yeah. But you watch his film, he could play. He can play. So
better against coverage than against the run. But
right,
that's okay.
Yeah. That's the reason why you would want him as your deep safety as opposed to playing up, because Jaden Hicks is your thumper there. So I'm going to go Malachi Moore.
He can also play nickelback for the team,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he can also play nickel
as
well.
He can do a lot of different things.
Like I said, he's a very good cover guy. But I'm looking at him as a potential Brian Cook replacement, because I don't think Brian Cook will be back.
Team captain the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Not that matters, but yeah. I think it is.
So I'm going to go Malachi Moore at pick 226.
I like it. So pick 251 now. Graham Mertz sitting out there, the quarterback from Florida. Over here at Blue Valley North in Florida. But one thing about that is they bring in Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
And they brought back Bailey Zappe.
They did.
So there's your three quarterbacks right there. So they're not going that direction at quarterback. Man, you get slim pickings in the seventh when you get this late.
Yeah.
Go up. Zachariah Franklin's interesting to me.
It's about the wide receiver from Illinois.
He's still there, right?
So you're talking about a 6'1", 190-pound receiver, 24 years old, senior, obviously. Last season, he had 55 catches, 660 yards, 4 touchdowns. PFF is grading him out as a 77.4.
He played 6 years of college football because he was at UTSA first.
Yeah. I mean, if you care about the PFF ranks, he's 77.4 receiving grade. At this point,
almost 12 yards of reception.
Yeah. At this point, if you like the upside athletically with someone like him, you might as well take it at this point. Because when you get to the seventh round, I think you're more looking for elite athletes than anything. Because most of the guys who are in this position here, they're here for a reason. You know, they're here. They're either because they weren't very productive, but incredible athletes.
He plays that outside X though.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So.
And he didn't go to combine. I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing anything from him.
I don't think he had any kind of numbers there as far as athletic testing. But it's obviously the senior days have been, you know, going here and there, and they've been doing those. So, yes, I'm going to go Zachariah
Franklin, wide receiver, Illinois.
Franklin, I'm writing this down. Illinois spec. We put these out for a graphic.
All right, and then?
This is Mr. Irrelevant. This is always kind of fun, though, because, Ryan Suckup was Mr. Relevant for this team. Brock Purdy was Mr. Relevant a couple years ago for the Niners.
So this is a guy I like. I've been looking at him all year long. You just had Derek Nnadi sign with the Jets this weekend, so you need another run-stuffing defensive tackle. And I think a guy that fits this is Nazir Stackhouse, defensive tackle from Georgia. He's 6'3", 320. This is a guy that he stuffs the run. Like, he's not much of a pass rusher. He's not a guy that's going to get after. He's not going to push the pocket back in on third and long. But this is a guy on first down, on second down, you can put him in there in that nose tackle role, and that pile's not going to move forward. He's going to be able to keep it stable and allow the rest of your playmakers on your D-line and in your linebacking core to get after that running back. So this is a guy who he lined up. I mean, he split. It was almost evenly between lining up as a nose tackle and lining up as a three tech. This is a guy that you can see. Like, I think he's got a place in the league. I don't think he is an every down guy. He's a potential, like, top end Mike Pinnell. And Mike Pinnell been very valuable for the Chiefs the last few years. Derek Nnadi is, you know, his value's kind of diminished the last few years. But, like, at one point he was really valuable for the Chiefs as a run-stopping nose tackle. So I'm thinking Nazir Stackhouse, defensive tackle from Georgia here.
Let's see. We see what our grades. I'm good with that, too, by the way. This is Mr. Relevant. So
yeah. You know. So they gave us a B. First off, they gave us a recommendation that we should draft Shedeur Sanders at the end of the
second. They gave us an A for the score, it was ridiculous. And a B for your farmer, so that's good.
Yeah.
Only a C-plus for my Dylan.
C-plus for Dylan Sampson. They gave us a C-minus for Isaiah Bond. C for Mitchell Evans. A C-plus for Malachi Moore. A C-plus for Zachary Franklin. And a B-plus for Nazir Stackhouse. But the seventh round grades don't matter because it's the seventh round.
Yeah.
The value doesn't really mean anything. So, so all in all, I like what we did. I think we went out and we addressed a lot of the biggest needs. We got a defensive tackle. We got an edge rusher. We got two wide receivers. We got a running back, a tight end, a safe. Actually, no, we got two defensive tackles.
And we worked on two defensive wide receivers, line.
Tight ends.
Stackhouse is a big dude, by the way.
Yeah, Stackhouse is massive. He's 6'3", 320. Like, he's big.
I'm 330.
Was that combine numbers?
Yeah, the 5'1", 48 dash. Who cares? The defensive line.
He was 330 at the combine.
They put him at 6'4", 327. That was his measurements. 32 and a half inch arms.
So he actually came in taller and weighed more than what he's listed.
Yeah, 6'4", 327.
That's pretty damn big. And you will take that for your nose tackle there. So that is it for our Chiefs mock draft 1.0.
3-year starter on Georgia, though, so.
Yeah, like I said, Stackhouse was a guy. He was on the watch list all year long because he was definitely a guy that more of a run-stopping guy, but good value there. And I think you can get him in the seventh round. That's real good.
I like this mock. Make sure we take a picture of that.
Yeah.
For one Steven Spector.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, this mock draft, if Chris and I were sitting here, obviously, in a perfect world, we make different decisions. But you know what? This isn't a perfect world. We want to see who everybody's taking, so we're using the Pro Football Focus our people to see who they would take. Nick Scorton happened to be there available. That's the direction we went.
And also, I mean, because I've seen some that Harmon would fall, or I would see some where Walter Nolan would fall. And I'll say this.
If Walter Nolan's
sitting there 31, I would take him over Scorton.
I would have too.
Yeah. That would be a
From
guy
Ole Miss.
You couldn't get me to the podium fast enough to make
probably the best
pick.
Defensive tackle of the SEC.
Yeah. He was a beast. This
Wouldn't
is a guy.
You say?
He's a beast. He can rush the passer. Yeah, he's Walter Nolan, he can get after for sure. So going on to some free agency news. Last week, the Chiefs signed Christian Fulton, cornerback, who is formerly of the Los Angeles Chargers. 2 years, $20 million deal for him. I really like this move. It allows you to feel more comfortable about moving Trent McDuffie into the slot more. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of this. Good size to him. They signed back Juju Smith-Schuster, wide receiver, to a one-year deal. I'm cool with that because he's your fourth wide receiver.
I'm not cool with it.
Someone that knows your system. Why?
Well, first of all, he's obviously injury prone. To me, he slowed down. And I know he had those a couple games like, wow, Juju still got it. Nobody was on him. Juju concerns me out there. He does. I'm hoping someone pushes him out of that position. Obviously, you know, he's there for depth. He knows the offense. He's going to be there as a guy that the Chiefs are going to trust. Not a huge Juju guy.
Yeah, he's your fourth wide receiver.
Again, you have to put that in perspective, fourth. But if Rice is out, does he automatically become your third? I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's your fourth wide receiver.
I would have felt more comfortable with Justin Watson still being on the team.
I wouldn't. I would take Juju. I would take Juju over Justin because I think Justin is a good make a big catch every other game type of dude. But he's not a guy that's going to go out there. Like, Juju had, like, a couple of games where it's like, man, like, Juju looked like he might still got it a little bit. We've never said that about Justin Watson.
Sure.
Justin Watson's like, oh, yeah, he had that big third and 15 catch. Oh, cool. Yeah, now he can sit out the rest of the game.
I can't believe Malachi Moore was still there for you, though.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was still there.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm fine with the Juju. It's a one-year deal. He's your fourth wide receiver. Now,
But he wasn't covered, though. That was my thing. Can he beat coverage? And he does have a tendency to drop the football.
Yeah, again.
Which, that concerns me.
He's your fourth wide receiver.
Again, with a grain of salt, he is your fourth receiver. I hope he's pushed. I hope maybe an Isaiah Bond, like you drafted in our mock, comes in and pushes you out.
I would love that, too. But like I said, I'm
maybe Zachariah Franklin comes in. Who knows?
The Chiefs also signed Kareem Hunt, running back, to a one-year, $1.5 million deal. So, I'm fine with it. I still would like for them to draft a running back. If Elijah Mitchell and Kareem Hunt are your additions to your running back room, I'm a little disappointed. But as of now, as we sit out, you know, a little bit over a month away from the draft, I'll wait and see until I hope it's like a Dylan Sampson
or him. I'm not even a big Pacheco guy, as I've stated before.
Me neither.
And we saw what happened. Like, the trust factor went to Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the half or in those third and one, fourth and one, that's fine. If his role is short yardage back, come in here on third and one and pound it, okay, if that's what he's there for. But to think he's going to help this offense, again, you want to see the Chiefs put people away. Right now, these moves they've made on offense aren't putting people away.
Right.
This is keeping things pretty much as they were. This wasn't a great offense last year. You would like to see it get better because I'm just looking at the offense as a whole. All right, you're looking at the offensive line. You had Juwan Taylor back. Led the NFL in penalties last 2 years, okay? Trey Smith, really like Trey Smith at guard. Creed Humphrey at center, obviously good picks. You did downgrade at left guard. You lost Joe Tooney. Sorry, there was nobody you were going to pick up in free agency better than Joe Tooney. I understand why they did it. It's a financial move.
Yeah.
But not only that, he was playing out of position when you asked him to play tackle, which he did for a great job at, except for the Super Bowl.
And he's also 32.
He is.
And it's like, you know.
But it will be a downgrade. Like, it will be a downgrade. Whether they go Kingsley or somebody else, it will be a downgrade.
100% going to be a downgrade.
And left tackle, you would like to think Jalen Moore would be that guy, but the bottom line is.
We don't know.
There's not a lot of track record, and he comes from a run-dominated offense.
Yeah. We don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No, I'll say this. The Chiefs really like 49er left tackles.
Oh, they do.
They tried to go out and pay Trent Williams a lot of money to come here. It didn't quite work out.
This team has work to do on offense. Yeah. And right now you look at a lot of the same.
Yeah. No, like I said, it did. And then they signed defensive tackle Jerry Tillery to a one-year deal.
I'm okay with that.
Okay with it. You know, get some depth. Obviously, you need to hit it in the draft. I think first round, there's a guy there you like, a defensive tackle. Go get him. And then two quarterbacks, as you brought up, Gardner Minshew and Bailey Zappe, one-year deals.
The return of Bailey Zappe, because he ended up last year with the Browns. But yeah, for your third quarterback, I'm good with it, man.
To be honest, I don't even know if they're going to keep three. I think it's just going to be two.
Well, I think they'll keep one, but he'll be on practice squad. And they'll be able to activate him
They did that with Bailey.
But they're going to go into every game with at least two.
So
if something happened to Mahomes, knock on wood, nothing does. But if something did, Zappe would be activated. Because I don't see him changing quarterbacks.
So going to our mock draft roundup, these are all going back to Tuesday because the mocks were still having the Chiefs take left tackle up until they signed. They went out and signed Jalen Moore.
Yeah.
So this is just a 6-day snapshot of what mocks are. Starting with PFF, John Costco had them taking Derek Harmon, defensive tackle out of Oregon. Again, I'd love that pick.
Yeah, I threw it on here. That would have been my pick, obviously, Derek Harmon. Yeah. Love Derek Harmon and what he can bring. You know, a lot of places, even like NFL Draft Buzz, I think they had Scorton right there with Derek Harmon. They were like, boom, right there, boom. And Nick Scorton, of course, on the edge.
Right.
Plays a little bit different than what Derek Harmon does in the interior. But you know what? Pro Football Focus is using the right theory here. This is the right theory. Don't give me offensive linemen. Just stay with your theory. I'm good with this.
Right. And I there's still some that have mocked offensive lineman to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But it's changed a lot.
Ain't happening.
Ryan Fowler from Draft Network had them taking Walter Nolan, defensive tackle Ole Miss.
Love it.
Again, love it. Jacob Infante, Pro Football Network, defensive tackle Derek Harmon
love
from
it.
Oregon.
Of course.
Cam Miller from College Football Network had them taking edge rusher Donovan Ezeruaku from Boston College. I'm cool with that.
I do not
think he's going to be there. I think he's top 20.
I don't think he'll be there either. But again, the thinking, like I'm good with edge, defensive line.
The only thing that concerns me, though, is I don't know if he's Veach's style. Because I think he's more of a speed rusher. And I'm not sure if Veach is really down with someone who's mainly a speed rusher. I know he did take that, you know, B.J. Thompson project guy. But I think they look at him as a speed-to-power guy, even though he hasn't really shown much. But, I don't know if Ezeruaku is their cup of tea at edge rusher, but I like him. Robbie Collin from Uprocks has them taking Derek Harmon. Kyle Stackpole from CBS has them taking Walter Nolan.
Again, same theory. Good selections. Guys are doing their homework. They're not just picking somebody to be picking them.
Yeah. Well, one guy did pick someone just to pick him. That was James Foster from the 33rd team.
I saw this. That's why I had another 33rd team. Yeah. Hoping they make up for it.
Yeah, he had them taking Josh Connerly, left tackle from Oregon. I wonder if he just didn't look at free agency and see that they signed a left tackle.
I'm just looking at the draft board, probably use Pro Football Focus, because I threw another from Kyle Krabs from 33rd team. He goes Tyleek Williams. Again, defensive line Ohio State, good theory, but it's Ohio State.
And then Matthew Friedman from Fantasy Life has the Chiefs taken Gray Zabel, guard from North Dakota State University.
That'd be interesting. I don't know if Gray will still be there.
I'm not sure he will be.
I'd go.
Here's what I'll say. As unsexy as it would be taking a guard at 31, I like Gray Zabel a lot.
He's flexible, man.
I think he's the best guard in the
draft. Andy Reid type player.
I probably think he's the second. I think Will Campbell's going to move inside to guard. So after him, I think for sure, like, your second best guard is Gray Zabel. I love Gray Zabel. Like, this kid, he looks so good at the Senior Bowl. Gray Zabel, if they went there at 31, I'm cool with it. Because now you don't have to worry about that guard position.
There's your left guard.
I think Gray Zabel is, like, 10-plus years starting left guard in the NFL. I love him. Marco Henriquez, Pro Football Network has them taking Luther Burden, wide receiver out of Mizzou.
Which I'm 100% good with that.
All for it. Yeah, I'm all for it. It's a pick I think a lot of people will scratch their heads at because they're like, you got a defensive tackle.
Nah,
you
Matt Miller loves him, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Burden. As I've said the last few weeks, if he's there at 31, I'm pounding the table for
him. And by the way, Gray Zabel that we just talked about a minute ago, he could play tackle because he did play tackle.
He's not going to play tackle.
But 32-inch arms. Dang,
he's not playing tackle.
No.
I mean, they tried him out at tackle at the Senior Bowl a little bit.
Short arms. Again, it's the class. The whole class is short arms.
And here's the thing about him is, like, even before they did the measurements, they were moving him. So they were trying him out at center and guard because they knew he was more than likely. Because he was a tackle at North Dakota State. But he's a guard. He's absolutely going to play guard or center. I think guard is... That's just where the value is. Hayden Winks from Underdog Fantasy has them taking James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher out of Tennessee. I'm cool with that, but I also don't know if he is Veach's cup of tea because he's more of a speed rusher.
I think he's gone before that anyway.
I think he's top 20.
They're buying into the theories he's dropping, and he's not.
I'm not either. David Hellman from Fox Sports has them taking Mason Taylor, the tight end from
LSU.
Which
I'm good with.
I'm not good with in the first round.
I'm actually okay.
I think it would be
a stretch in the first round, but I really like Mason Taylor.
I would not be happy with that pick. I would rather if you're going to take a tight end first round and Colston Loveland's not there and Tyler Warren's not there, Elijah Arroyo.
I like Mitchell Evans that we got him, so.
Yeah, but I'm not taking first round.
No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not taking Mason Taylor first round. Like, that's, I would not be happy.
The Chiefs might be in position here to move back and get more picks, to be quite honest with you.
Potentially. If there's
And I have no problem with them doing it.
Right. Yeah, no, I'd be fine with it, too.
If someone wants to come up to 31 because the quarterback has slid, and that's the direction they go, maybe they're big Jackson Dart fans. I mean, who knows?
Right.
But you're sitting at 31, that does become eligible to be swapped out.
Yeah, like I said, I don't like the Mason Taylor pick. No. Carter Landis from Sports Illustrated has them taking Josh Connerly, the left tackle from Oregon.
No.
Again, no. He is just – that is not what they're looking for. They already got their guy. Josh Edwards from CBS is taking Siobhan Revel Jr. from ECU. My guy. His value's dropping a little bit. He's like mid-second.
He didn't play because he got hurt last year with the ACL. Siobhan Revel was my pick before they go out and get Fulton.
Right.
I would have loved that. Now, here's the thing with Josh Edwards. I like Josh Edwards. He's come on our character concerns the last couple of years. He's great. I mean, that makes sense. If he's still there, I can buy this one.
I'm fine with it because
I don't want to see him go corner again, but
yeah, like I said, my thing is I'm fine with it because I really love it. I think he's a great fit for
He's great run support, blitz, do a lot of different things for you.
Andrew Buller Russ from Sportsnot has them taking Darius Alexander, the defensive tackle from Toledo. I like that one.
I do too.
I think it's very sneaky. Darius is not getting a lot of pub right now.
Coming out of the MAC, baby, this guy can play.
He's not getting a lot of pub, but he's an incredible athlete. He tested really well at the combine. And you watch him at the Senior Bowl, you watch him on film, like he is he's a game wrecker. The only thing you wonder is he's coming out the MAC. That's the only issue you worry about.
It worked okay with Kenyon Mitchell last year, didn't it?
Yeah. Lou Scataglia from NFL Spin Zone, awful pick.
This is
guard Donovan Jackson.
This is not even worth
Ohio State.
About.
Donovan Jackson was their left tackle this year. He played in place of Josh Simmons, who got hurt.
No.
And he's probably gonna have to move into guard, shorter arms.
Yep.
But you're not taking him. This is a guy that is I've seen on most mocks late second round. I'm not taking him late first round. That's not. Because he's, again, his value was a whole ass round later.
Yeah, the Ohio State thing, too.
Not going to happen, no.
Not happening.
Draft Tech has them taking defensive tackle Kenneth Grant from Michigan. I would love this pick.
I love it, too.
I love Kenneth Grant.
You see him flying around.
I don't think he's going to be there.
You see some mocks, though, with him sitting there. So this is not that outrageous of a pick.
Not as much as it was like a month or two ago.
No.
But Kenneth Grant's a guy I would love for them to get. Like, if I could have my pick of defensive tackles here after Mason Graham, he's my guy. Dwayne Jones from College Football Network has them taking Luther Burden.
Again, like that.
Alan Goldshear from SI has them taking Josh Connerly Jr. Nope. Yahoo Sports has them taking Ariante Ursary, the left tackle from Minnesota. Which this was after they signed Jalen.
Yeah.
So this is a really bad.
This is really someone sitting there trying to get done before they go to bed.
Yeah, they were like, eh, I don't care about that. Michael Middlehurst Schwartz from USA Today has him taking Emeka Egbuka, Ohio State. Again, Ohio State
I'm good with, but it's, but it's Ohio State, but I like Emeka.
I like him as a slot receiver. I think he could be an elite slot receiver in the league, so I'm fine with it. And then finally, Chris Trapasso from CBS has him taking Darius Alexander from Toledo at defensive tackle.
Not a Trapasso guy, but I do like Darius Alexander.
I like this one. Yeah, Trapasso, yeah, his mocks generally aren't that great. But again, I like Darius Alexander, and if none of the other guys at defensive tackle are available and you really feel like Darius Alexander is a lot going to be a lot more impactful than like a Nick Scorton if he's there, then yeah.
Connerly, 33.5-inch arms. Ursary, 33.8.
Yeah.
Donovan Jackson, 33.5. So again, right. Boom, boom, boom. Andy. Well, Jackson be fine at guard with those kind of numbers. With a tackle, no.
Yeah. And just remember, Jalen Moore, 33.375-inch arms. Yeah. So he generally doesn't fit their criteria, but he does have NFL experience, and he did put some good tape on there, even though it was very limited games. Only 5 games last year, 12 total starts in his career. So we do have to put that out there. But again, if the Chiefs are going to draft a guy, they've never drafted one with less than 34.25-inch arms, and I'm not sure that's going to change anytime soon. So, with that, we have hit our mock draft roundup, and with that, we have completed the newest edition of the Character Concerns podcast. Next week, we're obviously going to keep hitting on the free agency news. We're going to talk about where we think the Chiefs will be going in the draft now that some of these free agent moves are starting to come off the board. I do think there's a lot of concern from a lot of people at running back, wide receiver. I think offensive line, there's going to be some concern because of the unknown. We're not going to be able to answer that after the draft because, to be honest, I'm not sure how serious they're going to address it. But obviously, offense, there's still a lot of question marks about it. And on defense, you do have some question marks about that D-line. So we will ask those questions, and we'll try to figure out some answers on next week's edition of the Character Concerns podcast. So make sure you stay locked in. Also, next month, we're going to be on the air a lot in the evenings. We're going to be doing a lot of draft specials in the lead-up to the NFL draft at the end of April. So we'd appreciate it if you stick with us. Download, subscribe, give us 5 stars on whatever platform you listen to us on. Tell your friends about it. Let them know that this is the best draft coverage you're going to get regarding the Kansas City Chiefs in the city. For Jay Binkley, I'm Christian Osero. This has been the latest edition of the Character Concerns podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.